Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 workflow lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to rebuild a fresh Amen style variation using a resampling first mindset. The big concept is simple, but it's a power move: process, print, reslice, rearrange, and then print again. You're basically doing version control for breaks. Instead of endlessly tweaking plugins on a loop, you commit to audio generations, and each generation becomes raw material for the next. By the end, you'll have a two-bar Amen variation that still feels like the Amen, but it's modern, tight, and yours. You'll also have multiple tonal layers like Crisp, Smashed, and Ghost, plus arrangement-ready stems you can drop into a full 174 BPM roller. Alright, open Ableton Live 12. First, session setup so everything locks. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's the modern DNB sweet spot, and it's fast enough to feel energetic without turning your chops into a blur. Make sure Warp is enabled globally. Now create a few tracks, and name them clearly because this gets messy fast if you don't. Create an audio track called A1 Amen Source. Create an audio track called B1 Amen Process. This is where we'll print resamples. Create a MIDI track called C1 Amen Rack. This will hold the sliced drum rack. Create an audio group or bus called Drum Bus. Optional tracks like Top Loop, Sub, Reese, you can add later. For now, we're staying focused on the break. Routing plan: put A1 through your drum bus. The idea is you can process on the bus, and anything you print will already have the character baked in. Now, import and warp the Amen like a pro. Drag your Amen break onto A1. Go to clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Start with preserve at 1/16th. If it gets clicky or you're hearing weird edges, try 1/8. Also, set transient loop mode to off. That keeps it cleaner for the kind of resampling we're about to do. Find the real first downbeat of the break. Right-click and choose warp from here straight. Then set the loop length to exactly 2 bars. And here's a key coaching point: lock your bar length early. Before you get creative, consolidate this warped break to exactly 2 bars. Command or Control J. That consolidation step is huge because every resample after this should match length perfectly. When every print is exactly 2 bars, you can swap layers with zero drift, no surprises, no why is this flam happening moments. Now we build Gen 0, the bass character processing. You can put this on A1 or on the drum bus. I recommend starting on the bus so your later rack playback and resampling all go through the same world. Add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. Breaks love to hide garbage down there. If it's boxy, dip a little in the 250 to 400 area. Not a scoop into nothingness, just a gentle cleanup. Then a small air lift around 7 to 10 Khz. But be careful, the cymbals will punish you fast if you overdo it. Next, add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch maybe 5 to 20. Boom. Keep it low, 0 to 10 max. Because boom on a break can get woofy and step on your sub. And push transients, plus 5 to plus 15, because we want that cut. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. We're creating density, not annihilation. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Light glue. If you're slamming it already, you're going to have nowhere to go in later generations. Finally, a limiter just to catch peaks. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Not for loudness, just safety. This is Gen 0. It's the Amen, but upgraded. Now we print Generation 1, the bass commit. Go to B1 Amen process. Set auto from to resampling. Arm it. Solo the break or solo the drum bus, depending on your routing. And record exactly 2 bars. Name it something like Amen G1 Bass 174. And yes, naming matters. Treat this like version control. Include BPM, include what it is. And if you add swing later, include that too. When you have 15 prints, the only difference between Genius and Lost is file names. Now we're going to do parallel resampling to create flavors. Generation 2. Duplicate your B1 bass clip into 3 separate audio tracks or lanes. Name them B1 Crisp, B1 Smash, B1 Ghost. Each one has one mission. First, Crisp. This is clean snap and top detail. Put EQ 8, high pass higher, maybe 45 to 60 Hz. Then a gentle shelf up at 8 to 12 Khz, maybe plus 2 dB. Add redux, but tiny. Downsample 2 to 6, and dry wet 5 to 15%. You're not trying to turn it into a video game, you just want that little crispy edge that helps it speak through a dense mix. Now resample that to a new file. Name it AMNG2Crisp. Second, smash. This is rude midrange, attitude, aggression. Add roar. Pick a distortion style like tube or clip. Push drive until you can clearly hear it getting angry, then pull the mix back to something like 30 to 60%. Add glue compressor after roar. Fast attack. Like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ 8 to tame harshness if needed, often around 3 to 5 kHz. Because roar plus cymbals can get painful real quick. Resample and name it AMNG2 Smash. Third. Ghost. This is dark room, washed ambience, controlled space. Add auto filter with a low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Add a little drive on the filter. Then hybrid reverb. Short room or plate. Decay 0.4 to 1 second. Pre-delay 5 to 20 milliseconds. Wet 10 to 25%. Then gate after the reverb to control it. Fast release. So you get the vibe of space, but it doesn't wash out the groove. Resample and name it AMNG2 Ghost. Now you've got three printed tonal layers, perfectly time-aligned, same length, same BPM, no drift. Next step, slice to drum rack. This is where the rebuild happens. Pick your main candidate. Often it's the bass or the smash print, depending on how heavy you want it. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by Transience. Use the built-in preset called Sliced Beat. Now Ableton creates a drum rack, and every transient becomes a pad. Extra coach note. Pad level gain staging is the secret sauce. Go pad by pad and level the defenders. Usually the snare slices are way hotter than everything else, and sometimes one kick transient is just ridiculous. A small adjustment, -2 to -5 dB on one pad, can make the entire pattern feel mixed before you touch any bus processing. If you want to go deeper, slice the crisp and ghost prints too. You can keep separate racks, or consolidate into one rack later by layering chains. For now, keep it simple. One main rack to write the variation. Now we build a two-bar Amen variation, with an arrangement mindset. Create a MIDI clip on C1. Set it to two bars. Start with the original slice order if Ableton generated a baseline pattern. That's your reference. It tells you where the break wants to land naturally. Now how do we make it Amen-ish without copying? You preserve landmarks. That usually means keep your main snare anchors where the listener expects them, and then change the conversation around them. Here's a practical recipe. First, keep the main snare hits in place, the ones that feel like that's the amen. Second, move one ghost snare slightly earlier, like an anticipation. It creates that forward pull. Third, double a small hat slice just before a snare. That little pre-snare chatter is classic urgency. Now add a signature stutter near the end of bar 2. Pick 2 or 3 tiny slices, like a hat, a ghost, maybe a snare tail. Repeat them 3 to 6 times at 1/16th or 1/32nd grid. The trick is, make it exciting, but don't destroy the downbeat that follows. The one has to hit clean. Advanced variation idea. Ghost snare question and answer. In bar 1, program ghosts leading into the snare. In bar 2, program ghosts after the snare, like a trailing shuffle. It makes the two-bar phrase feel like a real call and response, which is a huge part of why the amen feels alive. Another advanced idea, transient stealing. You can build a hybrid kit from your prints. For example, take the kick transient from the bass print, the snare transient from the crisp print, and the snare tail from the ghost print. In simpler one-shot mode for those slices, shorten hold and decay so each element behaves like a design drum hit, not a loop fragment. This is how you turn a break into a custom drum kit, while still sounding like it came from one world. Once the MIDI groove feels good, we commit again. This is generation 3. Resample your new variation back to audio. Route C1 Amen rack into the drum bus. Create a fresh audio track set to resampling. Arm it, and here's a big one. Don't just record 2 bars. Record a long pass. 4, 8, even 16 or 32 bars while you jam with mutes, stutters, and little changes. Because jungle edits often come from performance, not planning. You want happy accidents. Name it AMNG3 Variation A. Now we do audio finishing. Classic jungle break surgery. Listen through your long recording, and find the magic 1 or 2 bars. Consolidate those sections so they become clean clips you can arrange. Now add edits. Reverse a tiny hat tail before a snare. Something like a 1/32nd to 1/16th is enough. Duplicate a kick transient to reinforce the downbeat, if your new pattern feels light on the one. Steal a tuned tom slice from the break and use it as a fill lead-in. That little dada moment is pure heritage, and be disciplined with micro fades. Any time you move or duplicate transients, add tiny fades, even 1 to 3 milliseconds, especially after distortion prints. Those micro fades are the difference between professional aggression and annoying clicks. Now let's talk final drum bus, because we want rolling and control, not messy. On your drum bus chain, EQ 8, high pass 25 to 35 Hz. Brakes should suggest weight, but your sub should own the real low end. If it's muddy, dip 200 to 350. Then drum bus again if you want, with transients plus 5 to plus 20 and drive to taste. Glue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds so transients punch through, release auto 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Limiter, ceiling minus 1 dB, just shaving peaks. Optional, keep low end mono below around 120 Hz. You can do it with utility or mid-side EQ techniques. The main point is, don't let the brakes low junk fight your bass. Quick check for a common mistake. If you're layering crisp plus smash plus ghost and it suddenly feels smaller, check mono. Phase cancellation is real. Sometimes the fix is as simple as nudging one layer's start point, or just choosing one layer as the main and using the others very quietly. Now, arrangement ideas so it feels like a DNB record, not a loop.